Hey, dear listeners, as maybe a lot of you know, my unbelievably beautiful and brilliant son, Jack, decided to come into the world 2 months early. And it was the most difficult time of my life, which is why I'm so passionate about an organization called GAPS, which is the Global Alliance to Prevent Prematurity and Stillbirth. And I want to help raise money for this amazing organization. So we've decided to sponsor a trip for a winner to come to LA to hang out at my house with me and Sim for an upcoming podcast taping. We will fly you and a friend out, put you up in a hotel, and you can even be on the podcast if you'd like.
No pressure though, right? They don't have to be on the podcast, but they'll have a microphone.
Or they could just hang out and get to be
friends with us, and they get to talk to our celebrity guest. And
of course, and give advice.
That sounds pretty cool, actually.
Just go to www.crowdrise.com/unqualified to enter. Every $10 is a chance to win, and all of the proceeds are going to a cause that means a lot to me, gaps.org. That's GAPPS.org to help prevent premature and stillbirths.
And then again, to join that contest, it's crowdrise.com/unqualified. Every $10 is a chance to win, and we hope to see you here with us.
And become best friends.
And now here's Jimmy Kimmel.
We're all incredibly nervous right now.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Well, this is a big deal for us. Thank you so much.
Please do not be nervous. Jimmy's kind of scary, but I'm not.
He's kind of scary.
He's not.
Whoa. But
he's,
I want to actually.
Well, you've known Jimmy for so long.
Well, so I was going to ask Jimmy.
Yeah.
After he changes. Because when I first went on his show years ago, he was terrifying. And then became slightly more gentle.
Oh.
Would you agree?
Can you explain what you mean by that, though? What do you mean he was terrifying in the beginning?
Maybe you just became more confident.
I don't know. I thought that he was maybe a tiny bit more bitter. But I like to think that you...
Jimmy just is walking in right now.
I can see that.
Brought out...
I was wondering why you all had the microphones to your mouths. Has it begun? Has it started?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there's candy eating that goes on during this podcast?
Yeah.
Wow. Very, very unorthodox.
He is scary, you guys. You're right.
Who's scary, me?
You're a little...
I am?
No, I don't think you're scary.
Oh, I totally think you are.
Oh, really? Well, I should have come out in my underpants. You would have run for the hills.
Hey, but I did want to ask you, as I'm chewing on this Snickers that your sweet, beautiful wife, Molly, gave me.
She made those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're not only...
Yeah, she makes homemade Snickers.
A baby maker.
At 7-Eleven.
And a beautiful writer. You also make candy. But, Jimmy, do you feel like that you... oh, my God. This is disgusting.
No, just really let it leak out.
Have you changed as a host?
Yeah, I was wearing a suit and now look what I'm in. You mean in the last 15 years?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, yeah, I hope, yes. I was a terrible host and now I'm just slightly average.
No. Let me indulge you for a second. You've always been brilliant. You've always been incredibly witty. But as a guest back in the day, I was so terrified.
To be on the show? Yeah.
Yeah. Because, well, I still am. But because I think that you had like, let me ask you this. I guess it's a broader question.
Okay.
Do you think there's a shift in talk show host mentality or mood slightly friendlier towards guests?
Well, I think I was, when I started, I was so nervous. I just wanted to make things happen. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you become overactive, and sometimes it can kind of rub people the wrong way. Sometimes it works great. Sometimes when you're just in there flailing away, it works. And then when it doesn't, though, it's particularly awkward and uncomfortable. And so I feel like part of it really is sometimes the guests would not know who I was when the show first started. Like, they'd have no respect for me whatsoever. And sometimes the audience didn't really know who I was. And so that's a cushion that you can rest on now, because the audience, obviously, when they come to see the show, they have an idea at least of who I am. And the guests have... the mentality used to be, you're probably not going to be here in 3 months, so I'm not going to necessarily... I don't really need to dig in and please you. So that created sometimes uncomfortable situations. And I think just being on for a certain period of time makes all that better and smooths it out.
That's interesting, though, because I feel like your cynicism, you were like projecting the cynicism of the audience.
Yes, onto myself, yes. Because that way
I think I was probably protecting myself from
their cynicism by just reflecting it right back at them. And the show was live, too, which was stressful for the guests and for me. And I think even sometimes for the audience, they could sense that.
If I were to come on your show, let's pretend I'm 18.
Okay. How old am I?
Well, you are Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay, I'm currently 50, and you're 18.
I'm starring in this, like, you know, horror pick.
Okay.
All right, and this is my first talk show.
What's your religious preference in this situation?
Did you come into my dressing room and ask me that, or
no? I'm just trying to set. Just know how I approach it.
Southern Baptist.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Okay. All right. So. You welcome me onto, okay.
I give an intro.
Yeah.
You come out.
Okay. My name is Shelby Lee.
Okay.
And
very country singer.
I'm starring in How Did That Happen?
Is this a reality game show?
No. It's my horror film.
It's your horror film. Okay.
Yeah.
And How Did That Happen?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the title of Hillary's book?
Yeah. What happened?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. So, wait, you guys all have to applause.
Yeah. Should I introduce you?
Yeah, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, at only 18 years old, this is her first appearance on a talk show, so please make her feel welcome. Shelby Lee.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Isn't this wild?
No, this is so great. Do I hug or I don't know?
Well, we would have already, yes, we'd have kissed or whatever, embraced, fake kissed.
Yeah. Yes. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm really good. Good.
So you're in a horror movie. Are you a horror movie fan?
Yeah.
You are. What is your favorite horror movie? See, this is what I was talking about. This is what would happen early on.
When I was a kid, I saw that Halloween one.
Why, the Halloween one? You mean Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. That was crazy.
Yeah, right.
That was a crazy movie.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis was in that movie. Mm-hmm. In Halloween.
I love him.
No, that's actually a woman. Yeah. But Lee is your last name, so I thought maybe you'd be more familiar with that.
No, I don't know if we're related.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah,
this is so cool. This is crazy. Look at this crazy audience. Oh, my God. They love us.
Well, you can tell they're really eating it up right now. So what are we doing right now? I have no idea what's going on.
No, I thought you were supposed to be interviewing me on your talk
show. Oh, I was interviewing you. Yes. This is where I'd say, well, we have a clip of your movie. Do you need to set this up?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So this is a scene where, this guy really wants to have sex with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes into my house. My parents are away for vacation.
Okay.
They've gone to Cabo, I think. Anyway, he comes in and I don't quite realize that it's him.
Here's Shelby Lee in How Did That Happen? And then we go into the clip.
That was terrible.
It was bad?
Well, you could have like given a little bit more enthusiasm.
No, but that's what I do. I said, in How Did That Happen? And then we go to the clip and then the clip plays.
How about we do a little role reversal here?
Okay. All right. You want me to be Shelby?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Hey, everyone. Oh, my gosh. I am so excited to introduce my second guest.
Maybe even third.
Mm-hmm. Shelby Lee from How Did That Happen?
Yay! Hi, everyone.
Just sit right there. Yep. Oh, it's great to see you. How you doing?
I can't believe I'm so excited to be here. Yeah. It's so exciting to be on the show.
Yeah, it's awesome. Hey, so what was sort of your most like poignant moments from the movie? Did you actually get scared? Because you looked pretty scared.
You know what? There were so many pranks on the set, and the director, Rob, is such a great guy. And we just had so much fun. It was like a family. And we, we're hoping to make a sequel. I hope that doesn't ruin anything.
I know that your character dies, but tell us, like,
spoiler alert.
Tell us about, like, some of the funniest pranks.
Some of the funniest pranks?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, Rob was always trying to keep us on our toes. So what he would do is sometimes when I was getting dressed, he'd barge his way in and push me against the wall. And then he said he was just kidding.
Well, wow. So he really like sort of pushed it to the edge, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Now that you say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I sound anything like a woman? Is it with this voice that I'm doing? Is this
keep going.
Oh, same I'm keeping going. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think the show is over. I think it's ending.
No. Was it hard for you to like memorize your lines or, you know, stay in shape? Or?
No. It's a skill. It's a muscle you develop as an actor. Memorizing lines. I could just go through pages. And plus, mostly I was screaming.
But the clip that I saw, you're an amazing screamer.
Oh, thank you so much.
Give us
thank
a little whirl.
Well, of screaming?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't want to hear me scream, do they? Yeah! All right. Okay. So let's imagine that I'm alone in the house and there's some noise at the window.
Wait.
There's a knock at the door. Then somebody smashes through the window.
I want you, Shelby.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Thank you. My character's name isn't actually Shelby. That's my name, but yes, thank you. I had to scream so many times in the audition. It was, I went through a whole box of Sucrats.
Oh, gosh, that must have been.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Was that good?
That was excellent.
Thank you.
You totally have the role. Hey, Jimmy.
Yes.
Thank you so much for doing this.
It's my pleasure.
Are you sure?
Well,
later on tonight, you might be telling your amazing wife that you're like, why the fuck did I do that or whatever?
It's possible. It's possible.
Okay. Yeah. So listen, we're going to try to make this painless.
Oh, okay.
How do you feel about this? By the way, Molly, will you please say hi?
Hi.
Yeah, please say hi, Molly.
Hi, guys. Hi, Shelby.
Hi, Molly.
Would you like a half-eaten snake? No, nobody wants that. All right, so it's not that funny. Thank you, though.
Well, but it's a little gross, so I laugh nervously.
Yeah, I know. I do, too, all the time. Yeah. Okay, so deal breakers. Molly, please feel free to chime in.
Okay.
Okay. But you have to imagine that you're single.
Oh, okay. All right.
No.
Don't?
No, wait, what? No.
You're in a long-term relationship for a year, not each other. Would any of these things be a deal breaker to the relationship?
Oh, okay.
We're doing a little twist on that because it's Molly and Jimmy.
Okay, all right. So for Valentine's Day, she asked for a hall pass.
Molly asked for a hall pass. Oh. For Valentine's Day? What a time that would be to ask for. You know, we got a holiday coming up. It's very romantic. I like to be having sex with another. Is that a deal breaker?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, sure, that's a deal breaker, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Molly?
Yeah, definitely a deal breaker.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, we checked that off the list.
I'm actually glad we established it because
me too.
It is coming up.
Okay, you find out the number of people that he or she had sex with before you is actually double the number that they told you.
Oh.
I would be so happy for you.
You would? I'd be happy for both of us. Oh, yeah, no, definitely not a deal breaker. I always figure everyone lies anyway. I mean, you have to extrapolate whatever the number is. You have to add at least 40%. Right?
I don't know. Is that a thing with men?
No, I think it's a thing with women.
No, that's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
Like,
you think women say less than they did?
Yeah, sure.
Got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well, I did not lie to you about that, but...
I didn't lie to you either, Jimmy.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for... Nobody really lied to me here in the room.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a deal breaker for me.
No.
It's before you. I'd be happy
yeah.
for him.
I think there was a time in my life where that sort of thing would upset me, but I think I've moved past that.
So you guys are cool with you all being liars?
I get, yeah, you're right. You know, the dishonest part would bother me. I'd be like, why would you hide that?
Because you feel like it's going to upset somebody, so it's a white lie.
Mm, yeah, it's still a lie. Yeah. I forgot about the lying part.
Okay. His or her sexual fantasy is to secretly watch you have sex with someone else.
Oh.
I didn't write, Cassie wrote this.
Is that a deal breaker?
Good for you, Cassie.
Yeah.
So his secret fantasy would be watching uh-huh. me have sex with someone else.
Yeah.
Would it be someone in this room?
I'm open.
Could it be of either sex? It could be.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, then it's not really a secret. Not a it's a deal. Not just a no deal breaker. It's a deal.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
Molly?
No, it's not a deal breaker for me.
Okay.
Wait.
It's just a fantasy, wait, right?
That's what? A fantasy of his to watch me have sex with someone else?
But what if it's wanting to be realized? You guys are powerful people in Hollywood.
Yeah, but we wouldn't do that. But it's just like a fantasy, right? Something you're playing in your head? Sorry.
I love how suddenly you're leaning forward. And you're looking into my
very
eyes.
This is it.
Molly, I love
very
you.
Passionate
all
about
right,
this
yes. Okay.
Yes, it's simply a fantasy.
I think as far as fantasies go, nothing is a deal breaker really, yeah. right?
I don't know.
Have fun yeah. in your
For
head.
Me,
let's
it isn't.
Let's think about this.
Yeah, have fun in your head. That's
yeah,
a good
okay.
slogan.
All right. So let's
hey, everybody, have
fun
in
your
head.
Okay, so let's say that Molly dresses up as a Nazi for Halloween.
Uh-huh. Can I tell you, I've been in a relationship where that has happened.
It's true.
So this is not a hypothetical for me.
Continue.
Well, it's happened. I mean, my ex-girlfriend dressed as a Nazi for Halloween one year, and you know, she's Jewish, so it seemed okay.
What was your reaction though when you saw her dress like that? Did you pitch the idea to
you
beforehand?
It wasn't a surprise. It was a Halloween costume. You know, it's not like she barged in, but there were some people that weren't excited about it at the party. Yeah.
What about we had written earlier the idea of a Confederate soldier?
If someone dressed as a Confederate soldier,
mm-hmm. If Molly like came into your bedroom, mm-hmm. It's not Halloween. And she started singing a song about, I don't know, cotton or something.
Uh-huh. Song about cotton, like that jingle in the commercials or something racist?
Probably something.
I think that would be a little weird. I think I think that it depends on, like, you know, I don't know, maybe if Molly was African-American and she was dressed as a Confederate soldier, it would be more okay.
Why? Because that seems...
What do you mean, why?
All seems I mean, it would, not
yeah,
okay.
But you thought of it. It's not something that... This is, now I'm defending your stupid questions. It were Cassie's stupid questions over here. Yeah, no, that would be weird. Yeah. Although, to be honest, I know so little about history, I probably wouldn't even put two and two together. I was like, is there a war reenactment going on nearby?
One time on the show, you dressed as, I think, Snow White for Halloween.
Yeah.
And it was really hard to be attracted to you that night. Because you look like your sister, and I felt like, and your sister's a very attractive woman, but it was uncomfortable for me. I was like, oh wow, that's.
But I changed Jimmy before I went home.
I know, but the it's still there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that in the world of comedy, it's hard to be offended?
Is it hard to be offended? It depends on what you mean. If you mean offended by material. It's very hard for me to get offended by something if somebody's trying to be funny, if I know that that's where they're coming from, if their intent is just to make people laugh. But it is easy to be offended when someone is insulting you and in a comical way, even if you pretend you think it's okay. Like if you go to a roast, almost any decent roast, you'll leave feeling like you have to kind of get somebody back. At least I will.
Oh God, I haven't been to a roast.
Don't
myself.
Ever go to one.
No, I know. Yeah.
There's almost no benefit to going. It's like everyone catches shrapnel.
Is there like an insult that you hinge on, like your brain? Because I have a few.
You mean that people have things people have said to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell me what yours is, and I'll try to think.
Mostly it's about sort of like, is she as dumb as she looks? Or about sort of physical stuff, like I saw her in person, I thought she was going to be hotter.
Physical insults, definitely. I think no matter what, they take a bit of a toll.
Yeah, I've found also... we have a bit on the show called Mean Tweets, and we read the mean tweets that people write about celebrities, and we comb through those before they read them here. And women's are primarily about the way they look. Men don't get that as much.
What do men get?
I get lots about the way I look. I don't know about...
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I just noticed with particularly attractive... that's mostly them, but attractive women, actresses... who come on the show, most of their tweets are about how ugly they are. And I just imagine the very ugly person typing that at home.
Oh, now one occurred to me. I think that somebody once said that it looked like I was a hot person with like a severe mental retardation, which I don't think is an appropriate thing to say, but I remember that's what it was.
And it that was... bothered you.
Because there's always truth in there, every insult. Somewhere.
Yeah, when you do recognize something, it can hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of it is just annoying. There was for a while, and I don't know why it was, there were people saying that I was plucking my eyebrows. I've never plucked my eyebrows to the point where I probably should sometimes pluck my eyebrows. But it was, I don't know why it was bothering me. And I started asking the woman who does my makeup here at the show, what's going on with my eyebrows? People are commenting on them and saying they look overly plucked.
That is bizarre.
I know, it's
bizarre. And I guess, but a compliment in the sense that...
No, it wasn't. Definitely not positioned as a compliment.
Somebody is... really
analyzing me, and felt the need to share that with me too. That's the weird part of it. It's like you can think a lot of things about people and how they look, but you know what? I'm going to contact him directly to ask him about his.
Can I tell you something right
eyebrows?
Now? I want to do something. I want to take off my shoes and show you that I may have the same socks.
Really?
Thanks, Sim.
That's funny. And these are Nike socks.
Oh, wait.
Are you wearing the same ones?
Well, I'm wearing the cheaper versions.
Mine have...
I know this, and I love this
brand.
An
R and an L.
Yes, I know the R and an L.
Molly, do you know the story that I'm not now going to tell?
But see, look, I have the slightly cheaper version, but I have the L and the R at home.
I'm embarrassed to tell you. I have these are Nike socks in white and black, and I wear them every day with my suit, and I wore them for almost 4 years every single day before I noticed that there was an L and an R on them.
What?
Yes. And in fact, I think it was like, I don't remember who it was. I think it was the wardrobe guy here who was like, oh, sorry. Yeah, there's two L's. And I was like, two what? And he's like, two left socks. And I was like, left socks? I still think it's a, now though, I have to have the L on the left foot and the R on the right foot or else I can't relax. But previous to that, I'd wear two L's, I'd wear two R's. I mean, there sometimes I'd have them on the opposite feet and with no effect whatsoever. But now that I know it's there, they have to be on the right foot.
Molly.
Yes.
Are you completely turned on?
So hot.
By the secrets of
more
your
than
man.
Snow White?
Yeah, a little more.
Oh, God. Tell us more.
I feel like that's just a, that's just purely a marketing thing to sell more socks.
Whoa.
Not anymore, it isn't.
Because if you lose an R and then you know, you can't just put another, people feel, particularly people like
I'm telling you, there's a weird arch support system thing here. See? Do you see?
Yeah, there's something about the way it's sewn that makes you think it is. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, God.
Wow, who could have ever imagined?
That I had a hit podcast.
We had that in common.
Okay, can we go on to one more thing?
Sure.
And then we'll go on to callers.
We have one call, just one.
You do? How do you get calls? We're in my office.
Yeah, we're going to do it through Skype. It's a very low budget operation. It's very portable.
It's miraculous.
Okay, so this is called Molly's Game.
Oh.
And it's our version of the Newlywed Game to see how well Molly knows you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
So, Jimmy, do you have a pen there somewhere? We need Jimmy to write the answers down.
Okay. I think it's a vape pen, so. Okay, Molly, don't look at my pad.
Okay.
Turn
my back.
Okay.
These are tough, Cassie.
How tough could they be? I mean, they're about me, right? I should know them.
Oh, no.
I'm scared.
All right, here we go.
I like that. Wait, what was that sort of a Jersey thing?
What?
Whoa.
Hey, I mean, come on already.
Okay, Molly.
Yes.
What is Jimmy's favorite thing to do with the kids?
Favorite thing to do with the kids?
I'm not answering.
Okay.
Okay.
Number two, who is Jimmy's man crush?
Okay. Oh, my man crush.
What?
I think of them as friends, but let me think.
Okay, but think silently, all
right? Okay. Oh, sorry.
What would Jimmy say is your most annoying quality?
Oh.
Okay. The last lie, Jimmy.
Wait. Jimmy's still on three.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy can't even think of number two.
Jimmy shouldn't be able to think of number three either.
The last.
Three came immediately to mind.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. Wow.
The last lie Jimmy told?
Last lie Jimmy told? I don't know. It's not like I admit them. Okay,
knows,
you're right. These
knows,
are hard.
I know.
I'll think about the last lie. I don't know that. I'm honestly trying to think of what that would have been.
Yeah.
Well, I think you may not have known, right?
Yeah,
it's true.
It might be somewhere in here in this in Molly's game.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Molly's game.
Okay. All right. Let's go through the first question.
What's dear
first
listeners, one? It's Molly's game.
I like the theme song.
Oh, it's Molly's game.
Molly's game.
Here she is. It's Molly's game.
Molly's game.
Okay, I thought of it. All right.
All right.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, Molly, thanks so much for participating in your game.
My pleasure.
Okay, so what is Jimmy's favorite thing to do with the kids?
Feed them.
Oh, that's right, but I got
Shit.
It wrong.
Yeah, I like that you got it wrong. What did you say?
I wrote draw or watch Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Well, no, yours was better.
He makes pancakes for our daughter Jane every morning, and not just typical pancakes. He makes me look terrible.
Oh,
because
God.
He gets
I hate
out.
That.
No, he has six different squeeze bottles
God.
Of different
That's
colored.
Like, oh, Dad's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Fuck you,
yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Jimmy.
This
Molly's
fucking sucks.
Game.
This is some game.
He has six squeeze balls.
I'm being attacked for
colors.
Feeding my children.
Wait, he puts like dye in the
yes.
pancakes, so he makes like eyeballs and stuff.
Oh, you would
yeah,
need
eyeballs.
He'll make a dory.
I love that. That's
like,
awesome.
It's and he does
Thank
it all
you.
Freehand. It's unbelievable. It really
so
is quite as. And so then
lame.
When it, the few times he's not awake and I'm awake and Jane wants a pancake, she'll ask like, "Can I have Thomas?" I'm like, "You can have a heart or a ball. That's all I can offer.
Yeah.
What a fucking dick.
Yep.
Don't you regret? Like,
yeah.
Don't
no,
you, you
I
regret
love
everything?
I regret it all. No, he's an excellent cook, and I'm very happy he does that.
Thank you, Molly.
But it does make me look bad. That's okay.
Number two.
Who's your man crush?
Yeah, man crush.
All right, this one is tricky. He has said before that Chris Hemsworth is like the perfect looking man, but that's not who he's going to say. He's going to say Huey Lewis or Mike Piazza.
Huey Lewis.
Wow, that's amazing.
Huey Lewis.
Oh, that was amazing. Can I offer you a half-eaten Snickers?
It's right there.
Yes.
Thank you.
Molly, that was incredible.
Thanks.
Congrats, Molly.
Okay, thanks, I forgot guys. What the next...
Third one is... What would Jimmy say is your most annoying quality?
How messy my car is?
Mmm, quite the opposite. How neat...
Tight your pussy is.
Oh, yes!
No, wait, that's not annoying. That's wonderful. Shit, sorry. Didn't mean to blurt in.
No, she always wants it to be neat, and yeah. I am messy, and then she always...
So I nag.
Yeah, yeah, then she nags me about it.
He is the messiest human being on the planet.
Not on the planet. Come on. Now.
Well, I sort of like the tight pussy idea, but
sorry, we'll, missed that one, Molly.
Okay, so then number four, what was it?
Oh, the fourth last one five. Is what was Jimmy's most embarrassing celebrity encounter?
No,
did we say that?
It
no,
was
we,
what
you skipped
lie,
that one,
right?
Oh,
lie.
Yeah.
The most, the last lie he told.
The last lie.
Mm-hmm. I skipped that one. Felt like the encounter would be too long, and it might involve me or something. All right, so the last lie.
Mm-hmm.
Was it within the last 30 minutes?
No.
Okay. Do you have one written down?
Yeah, but it was hard to come up with one, and I'm not lie. Even sure. This may actually be a lie. I'm not even sure if it's true. I'm sure I've done this once at least.
Like told me you liked something I was wearing and you didn't or something?
No, I always tell you the truth.
Yeah. God,
you'll never guess it. But,
all right, what is it? I don't know.
When sometimes, I think this has maybe happened once, possibly twice, when you come up and I'm putting Jane, our daughter, to bed, you say, has she brushed her teeth? And I'll say, yeah.
You son of a bitch. You did that like last night, didn't
no,
you?
No, I did brush her teeth last night.
Sometimes
but
I
that's
smell.
What made me
I'm
think
like,
of
no
it.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
Yeah.
I knew you've lied about that. You punk. You can pay for the cavities.
Well, of course. All right. You lost again.
Molly all sucked at her own game.
I mean, what, you got one right?
I got one.
That's not bad.
But I really got two because you screwed up.
Yeah.
What did I screw up?
The cooking for kids.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
All right, so now we're going to call...
Yeah, somebody. The last part of our show, we're going to call...
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, we're calling someone? This is very unusual.
The last part of the call is we actually give relationship advice. Oh, we're calling right now. We're calling Caitlin.
Okay.
And Caitlin is in Sacramento, and she's 24.
It feels loud.
Can you turn down the volume?
Does it feel
bit?
Loud?
Yes, it's very, very loud.
All right, that's good. Turn it around this way.
Hello?
Hey, Caitlin, it's Sim. How are you?
Hey, Sim, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm going to introduce you to Anna right now.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling me and having me on your show.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. And I'm sitting here in Jimmy Kimmel's dressing room. Would you call this? This is more of an office.
My office, yeah.
With his amazing wife, Molly.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm so excited to be talking to all of you guys. So
Caitlin, tell us what's going on with your boyfriend. And we're going to try and help
yeah,
you.
So we've been seeing each other for about a year now. We actually met at work, and he was actually married to someone in another department. And they ended up separating. And I don't really know if this matters, but he is the one that decided to leave. She's actually, just to kind of set the tone, about 10, 15 years older than him, and I'm actually 9 years younger. So I'm 24, he's 33, and I think she's like 45, 46, I don't know exactly. And we started seeing each other like pretty shortly after they had separated, we developed like a close friendship, and then it evolved into our current relationship, which was, I think, kind of unexpected for both of us. We kind of thought it was going to be a fling, and then, you know, a year later, here we are. And kind of what I'm struggling with is because we work together, everything's been like kind of this one big secret, right? Because we work in the same department and that's not allowed under HR and all of these things. And we didn't really want to deal with like maybe the judgment of other people, like assuming things that we had to see every day and work with. And he still hasn't filed for divorce, which is kind of what I'm really struggling with. He kind of seems to always have an excuse for like why it's not the right time. She actually got laid off from our job, so she doesn't even work there anymore. And then about a month and a half ago, I left as well. And we've still been kind of keeping everything under wraps. And I know that they still talk occasionally. And he reassures me constantly that, you know, kind of reassures our relationship. But I can't help but feel just like super jealous. I feel like we can't move forward because she still like holds on to this one little piece of him, and I can't figure out if this is something.
Do they live together?
No, they don't live together. So he has his own apartment, and that's kind of another thing is like recently he gave me like a key to his apartment. So we're like making all these steps forward, but it still feels like, you know, he's stuck in this one situation as well. Like we're in this thing together. She doesn't know I exist, but he kind of confides in me and different things going on with them and makes it hard for me to not be really jealous. And because she's still is like, even though I don't get necessarily the vibe that there's something there still, like sexually or in that way, it's still really hard for me. And I'm like, is this something that I just wait patiently and let him kind of do it when he's ready? Because it's ultimately that's between them, their divorce. But at the same time, you know, I'm becoming so invested and we're making steps forward, but there's still this one thing. And I'm just so confused at this point. And it's now it's we're a year in, you know, if this was 3 months in, that's one thing, but we've been seeing each other for about a year.
Kaylin,
so it's just getting to the point.
But
do you ever let him talk?
Sorry.
Oh.
But what do you like about him? What do you what qualities can you what it is about him that would make you sort of give all of, you know, your pride towards this endeavor? Is it humor or looks or?
I think it's the fact that he just like really inspires me to like be better and want to do better. And just because like he's always striving to be better and to do better, whether it be like going back to school or, you know, he recently signed up in this, you know, in some charity work and things like that, and just kind of opening my comfort zone. And I think that's just because he's a little bit older, kind of pushes those boundaries for me in areas that I haven't experienced things.
Well, that seems like a good answer, right?
No.
No?
No, it's fine. No. I'm a little worried about Kaylin. I feel like if you've been with a guy for a year and he doesn't want it to be public, is that correct?
Yeah, he's hiding the relationship,
pretty,
right?
I mean,
he's hiding it from everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means like
pretty much at this point.
Yeah. I would give the advice of letting him get out of his relationship because I'm going to guess he's maybe not fully out of it. And I feel like when people go through a breakup, they need time to now like regroup and reset and then try out something else. So I feel like maybe he needs that and you should give him that space. And if it's meant to be, it will be.
And if he's striving to be better, how is he striving to be better in his actions? I don't think any of us here are like saints.
What are you wearing, Kaylin? Oh, sorry.
Jimmy proved the point.
That's creepy Jimmy Kimmel. Hey, creepy Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, that's kind of a fun character.
Creepy Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
It's not really a character.
No, but
so what do you think?
Yeah, this is what I've been struggling with. Like, are my blinders just on and I'm just like caught up in this like kind of like at first it was fun and now it's not, and now I'm not sure if this is like a thing or not a thing. Or
so do you think she should say to this guy, hey, listen, get divorced from your wife.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk.
Yes.
Absolutely. That has to happen first.
And that's fine to like lay that ultimatum.
Yes.
Yeah. After and a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And, Anna, but wait, you don't think
that's
so?
What I've been
struggling with. Oh, I do. I just know how hard that is. Mm-hmm. What I think that Caitlin should do is potentially, I don't know, like travel, like expand the horizons. Because right now she's.
Why does she need to travel? She's in Sacramento. It's all there. What's she going to see?
Right. Did you leave your job because of the relationship?
No. I left my job for definite other reasons. I have a son as well as a 3-year-old. So, and that's kind of the weird part too, is like, as he becomes more involved in my life, it's like, how far do I let him in, you know?
Got it.
Right.
Yeah, that definitely adds a different kind of complication.
That's so much more important than any of the other details you shared with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, should have
yeah,
been, like,
I mean, I haven't even gotten that far yet. So it's like, yeah. I'm still struggling with the first part of like, how do I even feel about this situation?
Does he have kids?
It's just lingering on.
Does he have children?
He does not have kids. No children.
I'm not crazy about this guy. I'm not crazy about this relationship. And I'm trying to be kind of gentle here. But I think that you're young and you have a beautiful kid.
You don't know that he's beautiful.
I know that all of her callers' children, they're all beautiful.
Is that one of the prerequisites of calling in? I didn't know that.
You have to send a picture.
You go on the Instagram and like, okay, yeah, this kid's a little.
Caitlin can do better, I think.
I think
we don't know that Caitlin can do
we
better.
Do. Yes,
hold
we
on
do.
A minute.
Yes,
fuck you,
do.
Caitlin. You,
fuck you, Jimmy.
Yeah,
we know nothing about Caitlin.
Yes, we do. We know nothing about Caitlin, but
she's a beautiful soul.
Listen, but what
she's
if
she's had
Caitlin,
some drama?
I'm just saying
she has
really
to fucking break up
guy.
With this dick.
And yeah.
Of course she really likes
really
this.
Like,
of course
yeah,
well,
then
she
loves
really
him.
Likes
but
this
then they'll
guy.
End up back together. If it's meant to be, I truly think that. But he's needs to get over. He needs to be divorced. Number one. And number two needs to be confident enough in their relationship to pit up, like, to
Caitlin
tell people.
Caitlin needs to go, like, fuck around.
Yeah.
Sounds like she's already got a 3-year-old kid at 24 years old. I don't know that that's what Caitlin needs to be doing.
Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
Listen. Shut the fuck up. I'm the one who's dispensing advice.
All right. You dispense the advice. Caitlin, my advice is you do what you think is best. That's, I don't know.
She doesn't know. That's why she's
she knows.
Reaching out.
You're right, though. Like, Caitlin, I'm not crazy about this guy. And I think, you know, you're young and you have a beautiful child, despite what Jimmy Kimmel says. And
Jimmy Kimmel did not say. I'm just saying we don't know. We can't assume. Not all children are the cutest. I mean, listen, how cute is this kid on a scale of 1 to 10, Caitlin?
He's pretty stinking cute.
All right. If he's
I wish I had a picture to show you. If I was there, I'd be flashing pictures. Trust me.
All right.
Just tell this. If you don't want to have the hard conversation, just tell this guy to listen to this podcast and call you afterwards.
That's good advice, Molly.
There.
But
say this is how I feel about this.
Yeah.
But truly though, Caitlin, value yourself. It sounds corny, but value yourself and
have fun in your head.
Have fun in your head.
Right?
Have fun in your head?
It's a call back.
Yeah, is that Molly like, said it earlier.
Fuck, that's like 3 a.m. Like, clowns are dancing around in my fucking head.
If that's
fuck
fun,
you
then
both.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jimmy and Molly. I'm
it's
the
Molly's
dropping
game.
The mic.
This is Molly's game.
Caitlin, I think that was probably the most vague and worst advice that we've ever dispensed.
It's pretty bad. We need to give her some final advice here because she's going to, you know, hang up the phone and she's not going to know what to do.
I don't like this guy. I just don't like this guy.
Right, you don't like this guy, but what should she do? She needs to have a conversation, right? Like
yes.
a real conversation.
I don't know.
You don't even think she should have a conversation?
Not really.
You think she should just leave him immediately?
Because I think he sounds incredibly manipulative.
Really? And what if, do like, you not is, think what so? If it's a financial thing that he hasn't figured out yet, and that's why he's extending the
what the fuck?
Divorce filing? Like, he's trying to, like, you know, I mean,
no!
What if there are extenuating circumstances? That's what Caitlin?
Yeah, that's kind of what he said.
Oh.
Taxes. Like, it didn't make sense for tax reasons.
It's Jimmy's game
and I'm
now.
Like, that just seems so logical.
Tax reasons.
Oh, well, maybe this is.
That
fell right into Jimmy's trap.
We can't get divorced for tax reasons. We're filing jointly. It's really a problem. Well,
thank
you know
you.
What? The tax, by the way, the year's over. And so now, if he's planning to do this for tax reasons, then he's got another 11 months of being married, which is too long, right?
Oh, yes.
You're okay. 24. You have like 10 years to figure out who you want to be with forever. So I say go have fun. And this guy's not for you. There's my advice. And I think you should tell him that.
Molly's dropping the mic.
I just think you should tell him, like, hey, listen, I don't think you're over the ex-wife for whatever reason, whether it be financial reasons or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to, you know, publicly acknowledge you're with me. I need more than that. I deserve more than that. Figure it out. If it's meant to be, let's chat in 3 months, maybe. How about you try that?
Yeah.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah. I like that. Are you good with that, Caitlin?
I like that, too. I think that was really good.
I want you to feel of value, you know? Because that's a really hard thing for people to do, and I want you to you know, be with somebody who really loves you, who's honest with you, and loves your kid, and loves you, and
loves
that might
your Instagram
loves your Instagram,
mm-hmm.
but it might take a minute because the 20s are it's a tough time for people. Anyway,
but this is not the guy. This is not the
oh,
guy.
Oh God, no. Right. And if you're having problems with him, please like fucking send him my way because I will fucking punch that little fucking dick right in the throat.
This is some advice. It's advice and vengeance.
What a fucking dick though. I'm sorry.
Caitlin, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
Yeah, of course. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate all of your advice and
thank you.
It's kind
I love
of what I
you.
Needed to hear from some strangers. So thank you.
I love you. Thank you so much.
Love you guys too. Thank you.
Bye,
goodbye,
Caitlin.
Caitlin. I'm not going to say I love you because I don't know you.
That's okay.
You seem nice enough.
Have a good night.
Good night.
He's hard of hearts.
Yeah. No, listen.
His name is Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm not a big meddler. I always feel like people will figure it out.
That's true.
Why did you want to become a talk show host?
I didn't. I just became one. It's not like I set out to do it. It just kind of. I had a meeting and it happened. It was weird. Meeting wasn't even about a talk show. It just kind of occurred. I just watched David Letterman to the point where I felt qualified to host a talk show.
Do you feel like...
It's like if I watched ER and became a doctor.
Do you feel like when you're on stage, and this is the last question I'll ask, but when you're on stage and you go out there, that you're playing a character, and what is that character?
A little bit. I'm definitely more outgoing on stage than I am in real life. I'm fairly shy and pretty reserved. And so it's unusual for me to walk out and start talking to people. Just that alone really isn't me. But it's like just like kind of a souped up version of me, I guess. A more energetic version of me.
What advice would you give to like a guest on your show?
As far as for their guest segment?
Yeah, because I it's so unbelievably awkward to go on talk shows.
Yeah, I feel the same way when I'm a guest on a show. It's a weird mix of scripted and unscripted, and the best segments usually have nothing to do with what you plan to talk about going into the segment. I think it's important to be aware of, I think it's important to watch the monologue before you are a guest on a show, to know what's going on, to acknowledge what's going on if something is going on. And I think if you go from there it will be more natural and more conversational and more interesting to the viewers.
So when I'm on your show, I should bring up something that you said in the monologue?
No, I think you're a very good guest because you are in the moment.
Thanks.
And
yeah, you're authentic.
I don't think you have that thing. Like sometimes when I'm interviewing somebody and they have an anecdote in their pocket, they'll like kind of blurt it out before I even ask them about it. And it just seems fake. And I don't think you do that.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks for saying that. As you were saying that, I was trying to think of a bit of an anecdote that I could like
blurt out. Yeah.
Yeah. To you.
See, you're in the moment.
I wanted to like slap your desk and be like, oh my God, have the craziest thing
that
happened
reminds me
on
of my vacation.
Set. Yeah. Oh, this craziest thing happened. I forgot that like my bikini like got untied and it was so crazy, but nobody saw anything, but it was weird. I don't know what like.
It's a good place to start, bikini untied. It's yeah.
No, God, I could do better. Oh my gosh. I ate this like I guess it was supposed to be like a pork belly like underneath the coals, and then I ended up vomiting right there in front of everybody.
In front of Steven Spielberg.
Oh my God, it was crazy.
Right.
It was so weird.
That's a good one. We'll save that for the next time you're on the show. Yeah. So, have you been eating any pork lately?
Oh my God, that's so weird that you asked. Yeah. So I went to this luau.
Oh, really? Were you in Hawaii?
Yeah, they use a lot of vowels there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like the whole language is vowels. It's so weird.
Yeah, except anyway. For like way too many letters K.
Yeah. anyway, they buried this pig underneath the coals, and I ate some along with this weird potato mash that was not potato. And I vomited all over the place right in front of Steven Spielberg.
Oh my God, in front of Steven Spielberg.
It was so embarrassing.
What a mess.
That was crazy. That was the craziest thing that happened on set.
That's pretty crazy.
Was that not that funny? I was cracking myself up.
We were all laughing.
No, thanks. Well, fuck you.
You're having fun in your head, which is what's most important.
Have fun in your head.
The most important thing.
It is.
Molly.
Yeah, it's part of Molly's game.
You really like Molly's game.
I love Molly's game.
Just anything with my name in it.
Before we go, I mean, your dad's going to get really upset with me if I don't bring this up.
Yes.
We have to bring this up. So during the pre-roll, we talked about GAPS, which is a global alliance to prevent prematurity and stillbirth. So before we go, Molly and Jimmy, tell us how Billy's doing.
He's doing great. He's... Why do you say your dad would be upset about this?
Well, we're a part of this initiative called GAPS because my son was born prematurely and we had all these health scares. And I know that you guys have been going through some of that. So we're a part of this organization called GAPS, which is the Global Alliance for the Prevention of Premature Births. And
so GAPS are two P's.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, so what you guys have been talking about and how vocal you've been in terms of the health of your kid and how many people have reached out to me and how you guys have been so passionate about the idea of children's welfare and what we can do to sort of ensure that all kids and mothers and parents have access to health care, and it's been incredibly moving.
Yeah. We're with you on that for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate though that what you guys have, how vocal you've been.
Well, thank
and
you.
It's meant
we
a lot.
We had no choice.
I felt the same way.
Yeah.
When Jack was born 2 months early, of course, it came as a huge shock. And suddenly, how your world completely shifts and how the doctors and nurses that helped us and surrounded us were so unbelievably supportive that it inspired Chris and I and my parents and to all get involved in this sort of, yeah.
Well, very good. Very good.
Yeah, Billy's great. He's had his second surgery, and he'll have one more when he's older. But yeah, it was tough. But the kids are so resilient. He had an open heart surgery on a Monday, and we were home on Friday. It's crazy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And Jack had a few surgeries. He had a few hernia surgeries. He's had a few eye surgeries, and he had a little heart issue as well.
Well, it's not a competition,
Yeah,
I mean.
No, it is. Okay, okay, yeah.
Hernia. I mean, I said open heart surgery, yeah. And then you came back with hernia.
Yeah. Testicle. You have two of them. You know, it's really.
But his testicles are super big.
Yeah, it's probably why they're detaching. Too big.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's get.
God.
Well,
you
this
know
just
where
took
I was
a,
gonna go. Yeah.
We should wrap this up. We need to wrap this up now.
This took a turn. Yes, we we appreciate you having us on
thank
the
you
podcast.
So much.
Glad
so
I got
much.
A chance to talk to Caitlin about her personal life. It's been too long. And I'm glad we could help her. Check back in with her in like 6 months and see. I bet she's still with that guy.
Wait, before we sign off, totally, can I do like a 1 minute thing?
Yeah.
Where I play ahead. Like the most obnoxious.
Are you going to play Kayla?
Maybe.
Oh, I can't wait.
Is that okay? All right.
All right, Kayla.
So.
Set it up for him. Set it up.
So you're at the Sutton Place Hotel.
Okay.
In Vancouver.
Okay.
You're sitting at the bar after a long day of work. You told Molly that you call her in like 15 minutes, whatever. You're, all right, and here's what happens.
Okay.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah. Oh my God, what are you drinking? That's crazy.
Vodka gimlet.
That looks really good. Hey, Marco.
Hi, Kayla.
Can I get one of these?
Yes.
But I want like.
Please don't bother Mr. Kimmel.
Oh, it's okay. It's
oh my
fine.
God, I knew you looked familiar.
Oh, thank you, Marco.
Yeah. Oh my God.
See, Marco, you tried to do something nice, I guess, and then it.
Apologize.
Now
sorry.
It's the
That's
thing.
So crazy. Yeah. What are you doing in Vancouver?
Yeah, just he came for the gimlets.
Gimlet or gimlet? What do you say?
Well, I say gimlet sometimes, but it's self-referential.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's like kind of like a cleanse, isn't it? It's like you get the cucumber and the
no cucumber,
or
no.
Like the cucumber.
Yeah, no, it's lime and vodka.
I really want to, first of all, I have to tell you, I really admire what you do.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I think it's really amazing. Like how, you get up there every night and you talk to like the world and then you interview actors who are so self-absorbed and whatever. That's so, so cool.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah. I've always wanted to be a talk show host.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, I'm an actor.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
So are you self-absorbed?
Am I?
Yeah.
No.
No. Oh.
No, right. I would never say that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because part of what I do is I absorb.
I see. So by the act of absorbing, you have no real room to be absorbing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're absorbing others.
Totally.
Am I being absorbed right now?
Yeah.
Absorbed is a good word, you know? Absorbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a runge.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that thing that you clean dishes? Marco.
Yes.
Hey, can we get the jalapeno poppers?
Yes, of course you can.
Jimmy Kimmel.
What kind of hotel are we at?
Hungry. also maybe the check.
I gotta call my wife in 15 minutes, so we're gonna have to make this quick.
Oh my God, you're married?
Yeah.
God, that's so cute.
Oh, thanks.
I like that you're committed. That's so cool.
Oh, yeah,
you
thanks.
Know,
yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah.
It's like, that means like you're a decent person, you know?
Right, right. The only reason I'm not wearing my ring is because I was, I had some stunts.
You had a ding dong thing.
I had stunts to do today.
Yeah. Oh my God, you had stunts.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, isn't it?
Did you have to like jump out of a building or
something?
Yes,
I jumped out of a building.
Were you on fire?
A little bit.
as you jumped out of the building. Oh my God, that's cool. That's really, really cool.
Mr. Kimmel, here's your check.
Thank you, Marco.
Okay. Oh my God. Looks like you're in room 1150.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, yeah. So I'll meet you there. But because I just had a couple of questions about acting.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not really an actor, so I don't, you know. I don't know.
But hosting, acting,
same thing. All right. Well, yeah. Well, okay. Well,
So I'll meet you up there.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see you up there.
Okay.
All right. Molly, I think I just cheated on you.
What the hell? What do you mean you'll see her up there?
What am I going to do? I'm trying to be polite.
What the hell?
I told you I was doing stunts. I jumped out of a window.
That's bullshit.
I almost killed myself today.
You should kill yourself.
Oh.
You just cheated on me.
Well, this one. Yeah, but you were sitting right here.
And you're going to give Molly herpes.
Yeah.
I don't want your herpes.
Kayla has herpes.
No. Take your jalapeno poppers and shove them.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even get those, Marco. The fuck? No tip for Marco.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Oh, I love you guys. Thank you.